You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about awakening. I want to talk about the signs of being awakened. You know, I find that oftentimes, especially back in the day, you would define people as rich or poor, the haves and the have-nots. But I think the defining factor nowadays is something much more deep, something that's much more satisfying, and something that everybody can attain. And I find it very powerful when we actually discuss it, when we bring it up, when we bring it into the light. And I think this discussion is powerful at this moment in time. Because, you know, it's interesting how when we begin to understand certain dynamics of this world, we're able to make better decisions. I'll even go farther to say is that we'll be happier, we'll be healthier, we'll feel better about our life, we'll feel better about who we are, and we'll feel better about where we're heading. You know, I find that self-esteem issues, stress, anxiety, resentment, fear, anger, all of these things get in our way. They get in our way of creating the life we want to create. They get in the way of being the person we want to be. Instead, we get scared. We let fear get in our way. We let fear get in the way of what we want to do in life. We let that take the front seat. And we sit back, and later on down the road, we find regret. And as we have regret, we get sadness. And I know, and I think that you know, that that's not the point of this lifetime. And so on today's show, I want to begin to point out the signs that you are spiritually awakened and what that means. Because I think oftentimes, many of us don't really know what that means. We kind of feel a little different, you know, when we have some thoughts, we have some ideas, some of them that are really cool, some of them that might even scare us a little bit. And maybe some of them that we feel as though we can't share with other people. And the value of this show is to be able to honestly converse and communicate and feel comfortable about opening the dialogue and the conversation to talk about the things that really matter in our life. I mean, we're here for reasons, and these reasons we need to explore. We don't need to be brushing them under the rug and avoiding our true self. So let's begin about talking about these signs that we are spiritually awakened. And the first sign that I think is very cool is that we have this new intensified perception of the world around us. Okay? And, you know, I think that colors are more vivid, we feel more, we connect more, and we have like a childlike mindset. You know, like when you were a kid, everything was new. Everything was new. You were looking at stuff as, whoa, wow, look at that. Wow, it's so cool. Wow. And then as you get older, it's like, oh, man, you know, we're going to do this again. You know, and as we become adults, oh, same old, different day. But what I found is that when we are becoming more and more awakened to the real, true reality, we begin to embrace that childlike state of mind. And that, to me, is a godsend because it changes the whole dynamic. We have that childlike state of mind with that wonderment and that wonderlust. We see things for its beauty and its intricacy. And I find that many folks walking this planet are quite asleep. They take things for granted. They do not see the beauty. And they don't really see anything for that matter, because they're just walking through life. And I found that the more spiritually awakened we are, the more alive we are and in tune we are to the true reality of who we are. You know, the next sign and the next thing that you might actually be experiencing right now, and I'm going to put it into words for you, is that the present moment, being in the present moment, is dominating your day-to-day life. You spend less time worrying about the past. You spend less time lamenting and freaking out about the past challenges, the past losses, the past failures, which there really is no failures, and you're beginning to realize that there is no failures. There's just doing and not doing, but there really is no failure at all. Failure is just something that we define things by to make ourselves feel bad, okay, and to put ourselves down and to mess with our self-esteem. And we realize that when we actually do something, and let's say that in quote, unquote, it fails, it really didn't fail. It's actually pushing us to something else to do something else that would actually be better. And in the fact that the present moment begins to dominate your day-to-day life, it's interesting how time also changes. And instead of time being this thing that we're a slave to, it becomes a tool that we can use. It begins to work for us instead of against us. And it's cool because when we're in the present moment, the time is now. Not yesterday, not the day before, not tomorrow, but it's now. What are you going to do now? Okay, what are you doing right now is better. What am I doing right now? And are you doing what you want to be doing right now? And I know that we have to go to work and we got to do things that we have to do and responsibilities we have to take care of, but it's about our mindset. It's about how we define that. It's about how we feel in the moment. It's about how we feel and how we do that. Do we whistle while we work? Or do we get angry? And do we shoot fire out of our nose when we work because we're so upset about it? We don't like it. So it's about focusing on that present moment and making it the best. It's not about having all the fun and just going out to the clubs and all that stuff. It's about actually being a part of the day-to-day life and living it and doing it and being responsible, but also being responsible for our mental and emotional satisfaction and understanding that we can actually change that dynamic. You know, I think that these signs are very intense and very important because once we understand these signs, you can understand why this is or when this started taking place and why this is happening and to understand better the situation because I think oftentimes we don't really understand what's truly going on. Another sign that I want to bring up is that we feel like we're more alive because we're not just going through the motions of life. And we begin to realize that everything around us, the plants, the animals, everything is breathing and moving, and it all has energy. And we begin to see that because we're not all in self, but we're also being more aware because we have a heightened sense of awareness because we're feeling more alive. So we're using our senses more, right? We're connecting more. We're feeling good. We're in the groove. We're feeling more alive. We're feeling more intense. We're in that present moment. And I always find that interesting because as I began to awaken, I began to feel myself in situations. I began to notice the feeling of the ground beneath my feet. I began to notice the smell of the air. I began to feel the wind in my hair. I began to feel the energy in how I felt standing there. Okay, and those are things that I would have never felt before. I mean, when I was younger and I wasn't really paying attention, you know, you can sit all funky where your legs are all crossed. You don't even realize that you've cut the circulation off from your legs. And you don't even realize, you know, that you're in pain because you're not focusing on any of that. You're not in the moment. You also kind of whitewash everything and kind of sterilize everything, when in reality, nothing is sterilized or whitewashed. Everything has its own domain, its own reasoning, its own predication, its own value. And when we begin to realize that everything has value, we begin to realize the amazing intensity of the situation we're in and how valuable that is to understand that and to register with that in our day-to-day life. The next thing that I find very interesting is being comfortable in your own skin. And I know that that can be very tough to get to and challenging for some of us because, you know, it's not until we really embrace ourselves, right? And embrace our whole entire self and love ourselves unconditionally that we can ever get to being comfortable in our own skin because otherwise we're fixating on the problems and the issues. We're fixating on what we aren't instead of what we are. We're fixating on everybody else and how much better they are compared to us instead of actually giving us credit where credit's due, but also finding the love and happiness and realizing that this is the body, this is the vehicle that we have been given on this planet, and to accept it and to embrace it because it is a part of you. And when we don't accept it and we don't embrace it and we aren't comfortable in it, it takes us off target. We get out of self. We begin to look to the past and the future. And we define ourselves normally in a negative way that predicates that negative broken record. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the latest blogs and the latest radio shows. Also, when you get a chance, go to BizTV or Amazon.com and watch The Celebrity Perspective. The Celebrity Perspective. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been exposing the signs that you were spiritually awakened and what that means. I think oftentimes we don't even realize what's happening. And some of us do, but sometimes we feel, well, you know, kind of stuck. It doesn't seem like other people are experiencing it, or we're too scared to bring it up, or nobody's really talking about it, or when we do talk about things that are happening in our life, people don't understand, or they give you a funny look, or what have you. And so it's nice when you have someone that can just talk to about it, a little bit of bantering, and really bringing things to light. Right before the break, I was talking about being comfortable in your own skin and how to do that. Because until we deal with our self-esteem issues and our emotional issues and the anger and resentment we have toward ourselves and feeling as though we're lesser than or not good enough, we cannot be comfortable in our own skin. We have to get over all that. We have to be able to look at ourselves and see the value. We have to be able to look at ourselves and embrace ourselves for our entire self. Powerful stuff. And once we do it, it changes the entire dynamic. Once we do it, our life changes for the better, and we don't ever go backwards. And feeling comfortable in our own skin really takes us to the next level of life because we're no longer having that internal thought process of, I'm not good enough. You know, everybody else is better. I'm not pretty enough. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm too short. All that stuff goes away. And we begin to actually focus on the real world and being in the moment at that time. And that's so powerful. And that's what being comfortable in your own skin does for you. And it allows you to feel complete, right? It allows you to feel complete. And it allows you to be that complete person that you deserve to be. And that's powerful stuff. But in order to get to outside of self, we have got to get there. And until we get there, we can't see the forest through the trees because all we can do is focus inside of ourselves and being us. And we're filtering everything through that negative broken record of a low self-esteem because we haven't been comfortable in our own skin. You know, another thing that I want to talk about, because it's interesting, is that once we get outside of ourself and we accept ourselves, that acceptance is so real and so valuable. And it's like the biggest gift that we could ever give ourselves. It's really, really powerful and it's amazing and it's just awesome. But once we're able to do that, we begin to realize our connection to everyone and everything. We realize that connection and we realize the power of that connection. And when we realize that connection, we begin to realize how valuable everything is around us. We begin to realize that we want to not take things for granted. We want to realize how amazing everything is. And we begin to realize just who we are, and we begin to see the colors more vividly, and we connect with things, and we realize that there is no degree of separation. We begin to realize the connectivity between us and the entire world, us and the entire planet, us and all. And we don't see any separation because that separation is what divides us, what puts the wall up. It's what gets in the way of our growth. It's what stunts our growth and stops us from living our true life. And when we realize that connection, we realize there is no divide. We're all together on this. And that becomes very powerful because we realize there is no bad person, good person, all this stuff. It's just where people are in their life. Some people you're going to really connect with and other people you're not. And I've realized, don't try to get in where you don't fit in. There's so many more options in this planet. And I've realized that no is a godsend. No. When somebody tells you no, love on it. Move on. A lot of times we think yes is the best, but you know what? Yes, a lot of people can say yes and not mean it. And not mean it at all. But when someone says no, you realize it's time to move on. You go to the next one. And I know that we take it hard because we've been taught to take it hard. We've been taught to feel bad about it. We've been taught to feel that it's a bad thing, but it's not. It's just not a bad thing. And that's something that we need to really focus on. Because I believe when we were young, we were raised to believe that yes is always amazing, no is horrible, right? We also, as we were young, we believe in what people say instead of what they do. Actions speak louder than words, but how many of you actually look at people's actions? Most of you only listen to what people say. You don't see the fact that they're going against what they say, so their actions say that they're really not your friend. Their actions say that they're not really there for you, but yet they say, oh, I'm there for you, but they're never around. It's interesting how the way that we're brought up in this dynamic in society is predicated on a lot of things that don't make sense. And so what I found is that no is actually a better indicator than yes. No actually helps me to facilitate and understand where I stand better than anything that I can ever imagine. And that's powerful. And I didn't get it until recently. It's not like I got this a long time ago. You know, I've actually worked on this for a long time. But when I realized that, it became more powerful because I realized that it would take me from being off course. So the no's that you get pushes you back into where you need to be at. Because a lot of times in life, people will say yes for no reason whatsoever. They'll say yes and not follow it up. They'll say yes and have no intention of doing it. And it takes you down the wild goose chase, and it takes you off target, and you go down that winding road, and then later on you get pretty upset and angry because of the time that you've wasted. When in reality, a quick no, you would have kept going on, right? But yet in our life, we feel that no is wrong. But to me, I think that no is pretty accurate in the fact that, okay, that's cool. Now I need to focus on something else. And I think that the more spiritually grounded we are, the more we're able to understand the value of the truth. The more we're able to understand that words are just words. They can't hurt you. And I found, too, that when we realize that we're connected to everything, it just means that when someone says no, it's just not the right connection. It's just not going to work out. And subconsciously, they know it. Subconsciously, they know it's not going to work out. You know what I'm saying? And it helps you. I recently working on a project, and I had some people that said no, and they didn't want to get involved. And at first, I took it personally, but now I'm like, yeah, there's no way they could have been involved. It would have worked. It would not have worked. And hearing no in the beginning was almost like a personal thing, but then I realized it's not about me. This is what had to have been done in order for this to actually survive. I had to get those no's to move to the right set, the right option, in the right place in the right time, because had I not have gotten that no, I would have gone down that pathway and things would not have gone the way they needed to go. You know, another thing that I've realized on my road to spiritual awakening is compassion, unconditional love. And the fact that you can love everybody unconditionally, it's not about a romantic love, it's not a sex love, it's just unconditional love. I love you at your heart, I love you at your soul level. I might not respect everything you do. I might not agree with everything you do, but I love you at the core. I love you at your soul, I love you at your spiritual connection. That's powerful. When you can do that, that's a game changer, baby. That's a game changer. All of a sudden, life gets really cool because you know what? There's not a lot of anger, resentment, and sadness and all that stuff. You actually feel pretty good about stuff. And you can actually see people at their core level. You might not agree with a lot of the stuff they're doing. I mean, sometimes people are doing some really bonehead things. Some things that might upset you a bit. But you know that at the core, on that spirit level, to some degree, they are pretty good. Or there's some love that's there. But realizing that when we do that, because when we send love out first and we give love out first, that's powerful. And that literally walks us into that next level of living. Because when we live from a place of unconditional love, we live from a place that cannot be tainted. We live from a place of what we're supposed to be doing, because that is what we're supposed to be doing on this planet, by the way. FYI, unconditionally loving people. That's what we do. That's what you're supposed to do. Might not love everything they do, you know, like respect it, but you love them at the core, no matter what. It's not about conditional love. You got to jump through these hoops. You got to do these things. No, it's quite the opposite. It's like, you know what? I love you. And I care about you as a sister or as a brother. And that's some powerful stuff, because it takes you to the next level, because you have compassion and understanding. And that's what really takes the anger and resentment and the fear away. And you begin to really connect with everybody. You realize there is no degree of separation. You realize everybody is your sisters and brothers, right? Even though they might be in a bad situation, or they might be not being very authentic in their life, or they could be behind, you know, hiding behind some sort of facade, okay? And oftentimes this facade was predicated at birth because of the situation that happened with their parents. You know, we're raised in a family, and a family dynamics, and the way we were raised directly relates to how we act, okay? Because our parents were considered gods back then, because they were tall and huge giant beings, and we looked at them as gods. And so what they said and did, we thought was right. But most of the time, in a lot of situations, the family dynamic was not healthy. And I'll talk about more about that when we return, because we have to relinquish some of that stuff to get to where we need to go today. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. And when you go to YouTube, put in the search bar Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find videos on all kinds of different content, and there's new videos uploaded every week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the signs that you are spiritually awakened and what that really means, because I think oftentimes we don't really know what it means. You know, we don't have a lot of people to talk to about it. It's not like you're over there at the table, you know, at dinner with your colleagues going, hey, are you spiritually awakened? Because recently I had this profound experience of compassion and unconditional love for the human beings and the animals and the plants. And I feel like I've connected to everybody, and there's no degree of separation. You know, I've really relinquished my anger and resentment because I realize that I'm connected in brothers and sisters with all. How do you feel about that? Do colors look brighter to you? Well, you can talk about it here. You can talk about it here. Right before the break, I was talking about how the way we were raised directly relates to how we are as adults. And so if we're raised in an unhealthy dynamic, if we're raised in kind of an arena of anger and fear and sadness, we're going to feel that way. If we're raised in a family dynamic that we can't be ourselves, or we were abused, we're going to come out of that situation that way, and we're going to have to work to get over it. And we have to work to let go of the stuff that we have put, the facade we have created to overcome that abuse. And so many of you who are spiritually aware, you have gotten past that. You have let go of that. And you've realized that in order to get where you are right now, you had to let go of the anger and resentment that you were holding on to. And you had to forgive yourself and forgive the people involved, because it wasn't helping you. What some of your parents and dynamics did to you was not right. But to hold on and to harbor that resentment and fear only gets in the way of your own growth. It takes you away from your own power, and it takes you away from your own true self and your true calling, because you're too busy getting angry to really focus on what truly matters. And that leads me into, when we have that compassionate and that unconditional love, you're able to forgive things that happened in the past. You don't forget them, okay? I'm not telling you forget what happened, because that's not right. Don't ever forget. Forget gets us back in that same path again. It goes us down the same road, and that's not right. But we can forgive, and that's what we should do. And as we forgive, we find compassion, because we realize that the people that have done us wrong are sick. They're sick. Whether they're physically or mentally sick, they are sick people that need help. Now, you don't have to sit there and be at their beck and call and be their servant, but you can forgive them and move on. Because the damage they did was enough. Do you want to keep doing damage to yourself after? I don't think so. I think that that's redundant. And I think it takes us off course. And so that leads us, after we go through that arraignment and that change and that priority making of, I'm not longer going to let this attack me. I'm no longer going to let this get to me. That leads us to having that compassion. And that compassion allows us to limit our anger and resentment and to let go of that and embrace the fact that we're no longer going to harbor on anger and resentment anymore. Instead, we're going to be in the power position. Even though people might have done us wrong, once we realize that and we move past it and we have compassion for it, we realize, you know what? Yeah, they did. I'm going to forgive it because they're sick people. They have a problem. They have an issue because it's probably a cycle. Unfortunately, their mother and father were probably the same. Then they did what their mother and father did. Now it's time for us to break the cycle, because smart people, spiritually smart people, spiritually fit people, highly intelligent people and spiritually fit people break the chains of the negative cycle to create the life that they deserve. Why keep going on the pathway that doesn't work? Why keep allowing other people to define you? It doesn't make any sense. And so that's how we let go of anger and resentment to actually show ourselves the right direction in our life. And when we let go of that, it's like a weight has been lifted from our life. It's like literally we are reborn, regenerated, and we feel so much better. And it takes time, and it takes work, and it takes effort. And we have to watch triggers. You know, we get triggered, like maybe somebody says something, your father, your mother says something, you get triggered in all that anger and resentment again. You got to watch out for that, because nobody can make you feel any way except for you. And when you're spiritually awakened, you realize that nobody, and I mean nobody, has power over your emotion but you. And if you take anything away from this show, that's what you take away from the show. Okay? Because when you realize that you have the power to feel the way you do and no one else has the power to inflict anything upon you, then there you are, you're golden. But then you got to be aware of the fact that our minds can trigger us to feeling certain things and having that negative spiral based on what somebody says, when in fact we need to literally be emotionally detached from that and understand when somebody's going to say something, whether or not it's good, bad, or indifferent, have no emotional attachment to it. See what I'm saying? Because the thing is that when we look at life and we understand where we are in life, it empowers us to be who we need to be. When we let go of preconceived notions and other people's impact on our life, and we realize I can take it or leave it, I love people, I love them unconditionally, but I'm not going to let them impact either my thought process or my judgment or my emotional well-being, that's when you become really, really like gigantically powerful. And that's when your spirituality like goes at an all-time high. And that's when you begin to be the person that walks in the room that everybody goes, whoa, who's that? Because they can feel you coming into that room. And they can feel it. That's being in the power position, because you know what? You don't need their acceptance. When you stop needing people's acceptance, you get it from everybody. When you stop needing other people's acceptance, they will throw it to you for free. I know, I learned that a long time ago, because once you don't need it anymore, everybody wants to give it to you. It's the same with money. When you don't ask for it anymore, you don't need it anymore, they'll give it to you. It's just the way it works. I can't explain it, but I know that you got to have it within you. If you don't accept yourself, you look for it from everybody else. You've got to accept yourself. Stop looking at it from other people and stop looking at it to get it from other people. And once you realize and you get comfortable in your own skin, like I was talking about earlier, right? And you accept yourself, all about yourself, you accept everything. You don't need it from anybody else. And it doesn't really matter anymore. So you'll get it, but you don't even need it from them. And so when you begin to accept yourself, that's when you have begun to be fully awakened on this planet. You know, and when you fully awaken and you don't need anybody else's acceptance, you no longer have the issue with following the group, because we followed the group and we were inside the group because we wanted acceptance. But when you don't need acceptance anymore, you don't need to be in the group anymore. If you like the group, that's great, but you're probably not going to like the group anymore. You'll probably talk to them and you like them, unconditionally love them, but you don't need to hang out with them. You're not looking for their acceptance. And you know what? They're going to love you for that. They're going to want to hang out with you more because you're cool. Because you don't need the group anymore for acceptance, because you already got that. So you're not needing that from anybody else. So you don't need their acceptance. Therefore, they don't have to hold your acceptance from you. See, that's what happens when you need other people's acceptance. It's like they know it. So what they do is they subconsciously keep it from you, make you jump through hoops. All this conditional love. If you do this, then I'll love you. But if you don't do that, then I hate you. I don't love you. I don't like you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to give you the silent treatment. Isn't that funny? But when you don't need it anymore, they are going to give you their acceptance. They're going to give it all to you. And you're going to be like, I don't even need this, but thanks. It's like getting a jacket, but you're already wearing a jacket. I like this jacket, but I already got this jacket on. But if you want me to get that jacket, I'll carry the jacket. That's fine. Thanks. And in the past, you were freezing cold. You were wearing like a thin shirt. It was like 20 degrees outside and they're holding 5 jackets and you want one of those jackets, just one little jacket. And they're like, no, you look good over there freezing your butt off. I'm telling you, think about that analogy. It's so true. It is so true. It's powerful stuff. Okay? You can feed yourself. Don't go looking to other people to feed you. Because when you do, you will starve. Okay? There are a few people out there that will help you, but for the most part, you've got to start doing for you. And when you're spiritually fit, you realize that you have to feed yourself emotionally, mentally, physically. And then therefore, you are a whole person that respects themselves and cares about themselves and shows their body, their heart, their mind, their soul that they actually care about themselves by what they do, their deeds, not their words, but their actions. And when you start showing yourself that, people start seeing it, starts radiating big time. People start wanting to know what you're doing. They'll start making comments. Wow, you look really good, man. You look really fit. And wow, you got a lot going on, man. I mean, I've been watching you. I've been seeing you on Facebook. I've been watching your picture. I've been checking this out. You got a lot of things going on. And I'm sure you're listening to this show right now and you're like, yeah, that's right. People have been making some comments about how I seem to be more, I look good and I seem to be more at peace and I seem to be happier. And you see what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? You feeling? You picking up what I'm putting down? Okay. When I return, I'll be talking more about this and more of the signs that you're spiritually awakened, and just a little tidbit of how cool it is. I'll talk about that at the end. So stay tuned when I return. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been pointing out the signs that you are spiritually awakened. And right before the break, I've been talking about how you no longer follow the group anymore. You no longer have that group think, because you no longer need their approval anymore. It's interesting when we finally approve of ourselves how little we need of other people's approval. And I hope that you like the example that I gave you earlier. When you need other people's approval, it's like you're walking around in the snow, it's 20 degrees outside, you're wearing a tank top and shorts, and the person that you want the approval from has 7 jackets on, they're holding 5 jackets, and all you want is one of the jackets, and the jacket represents approval, okay? But somehow or not, subconsciously, I don't get it, but they're not going to give you that jacket. You know why? Because you don't have approval of yourself. And they probably haven't approved themselves. So they can't give you what they haven't done for themselves. And you haven't even done it yet, so why should they give it to you? You don't need it because you haven't even figured it out yet. And so when we finally do figure out how to approve ourselves and how to care about ourselves and how to be comfortable in our own skin, all of a sudden that jacket of approval, we already have it. And when people come around you, what happens is they already approve of you because you approve of you, and so they want to give you more jackets. And eventually you're carrying so many jackets, you got to go down to the Salvation Army and give them to other people because you don't have any more jacket room. because you already have that. When you have the je ne sais quoi, you don't need to get it from other people. And it's powerful stuff. And this relates to friends, group, family, mother. I've always wanted my mother's approval. Father, I always wanted my father's approval. See what I'm saying? This is real stuff here. This is real knowledge. If you've always wanted your father or mother's approval, what I just said is golden. You got to figure it out on your own. You got to get your own approval. And then we rock and roll it, baby. Okay? And then you don't need it. And eventually, you know what? They'll come around, and they don't come around. Doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter anymore, because their approval really never mattered anyway. And the next thing that I want to talk about is you actually begin to care about your health and well-being. And you have a new sense of morality. And you care about your health and well-being when you finally figure it out, because you realize that you're valuable. And you realize that your health and well-being and your time are the most important things you have. And you realize that if you don't safeguard yourself, nobody else will. And you realize how important it is to be healthy, because you want to live, because you've realized that there's a new sense of life. There's a new reason for living. There's a new zest for life. Because you're spiritually awakened. Do you see how this all goes together? And you have this new sense of morality. It's not that the country's telling you or the government's telling you how you have to be moral. You don't care about that. You have a new sense of morality because you care about yourself. You care about what's around you. You care about what you're exposed to. You care about all this stuff. And it's powerful stuff. It's powerful stuff, I tell you. This is awesome. And we create this new sense of gratitude and appreciation for our life. And you have that new sense of curiosity for things that we don't always see with our two eyes, right? We get curious of other things. We begin to ask ourselves questions, interested in the ways of the world. And is this happening, or is that happening, or could this be? Could there be this? Could there be that? And you begin to realize the connectivity. And you begin to realize your value. And you begin to realize other people's values. And you begin to realize the whole human nature and why we're here. And then you think about it and you ponder it. And it becomes more and more powerful and impactful in your life. And that gratitude and appreciation becomes a big deal. And as you begin to see more gratitude in your day-to-day life, and you begin to be more grateful for the things that you have, isn't it wild how more things come into your life? Because you're not wanting things. They just come because of your gratitude. That's powerful stuff there. And that's when you realize that you have graduated. And there's other degrees. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like this is the final degree. Oh, you got the degree. Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. No, it's more like, yeah, well, you keep on. Keep on keeping on, right? But you're here. And you got to capitalize on that. And you're not going to go backwards. Because once you've seen what you've already seen, there's no reason to go backwards. There's no way you'd go backwards. And so that's when you have to deal with your friends and family that haven't gotten there yet. You got to either help them, right? Or you got to let them help themselves, because you always got to let people figure it out for themselves. You can help people. You can tell them some stuff, but you got to let people do what they got to do. You got to let them help themselves. And, you know, the last thing I want to talk about, I got a few more minutes here, is that when you have gotten to a spiritual awakening, you have realized that there's actually a veil. A veil that hides the truth on this planet. And you're ready to remove that veil and see the truth. Because it's veiling the truth. There's more to life than meets the eye. It's in your heart. Recognize it. And you already know that. But a lot of times we try to dumb ourselves down. But dumbing ourselves down is not the easy way. It takes away from us. It takes away from the human spirit. It takes away from the spirit itself. And so it's time to raise our vibrational level. Raise that vibrational level that you have. And begin to pull back that veil. And begin to accept things that are a little out there. And begin to realize that you have the power to create your own life. And that power resides within you. And you can accept it. You can choose to accept it. You can choose to ignore it. It's all up to you. You have the power. Are you ready to pull back the veil of ignorance and look at what you need to look at? Are you ready to really just be there in your life and let go of that fear and resentment and begin to really work on that unconditional love and begin to see yourself as not separate but connected? You know, it's when we see things in life that seem to be, they seem to be so wild. We see things that are happening and are like, whoa, that's kind of crazy that all kind of came together and that all happened like that. That's really wild. You know, it's just, I guess it's just kind of, happenstance, coincidence. When you're spiritually connected, you realize there is no coincidence. It's just a word that was used to dispel the reality of the amazing intricate, not coincidental, intricate. It's all intricate. Dynamically intricate life. It's like diamond upon diamonds upon diamonds that we are living in. And this is some powerful stuff. And so I ask you to not dispel the reality, because the reality is way cooler than fiction. It's really cool. And it's up to you to embrace that. I hope that you have a wonderful season. Whatever you're celebrating, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah, anything that you're celebrating, I wish you the best season. And have a wonderful and pleasant time. And remember, you can create your own new tradition this time around. It's up to you. You owe it to yourself. You have the power within. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. Don't forget to live your true life.